Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglio along with Coleman, coordinating and supervising things behind the scenes. Want to tell everybody, starting at 6 o'clock, we'll hand it off to Steve Geller, Charlie Long. They are at the Pelicans facilities, and they'll be on from 6 to 9, giving you all the NBA draft info as it comes in. We'll see if the Pelicans hold on to those two first-round selections. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, from Being the Know on X and also on the podcast, we got Chrissy Smith on. Chrissy, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Chrissy, we just heard Nick Friedell make the comment about the Pelicans and where they're certainly a big need for a big man on this roster, or another one, to be honest. That he feels as though they should just draft the best player that would fit into what they want to do and could be groomed into that kind of system of what Joe Dumars is looking to piece together here. Would you agree with that, or do you think that they just may draft a need and go after the big man?
Yeah, I think that the center position is one that there is a big need there for the Pelicans. You obviously got Missy, who's coming off of a really promising rookie season, but they need some other kind of strength down there. So I do think a big man there makes a lot of sense. And I think that the Malowicz, you know, could be a really good fit. Even Derek Queen, I think, out of Maryland, just offensively, I think that he's a great player and he could be a really good fit there.
Yeah, Malowicz is the guy that I've heard a lot of, especially over the last 72 hours, that sort of linked to the Pelicans. The other guy, too, and he's taken a wild swing, and he's not a center, but Ace Bailey, who we talked about this weeks ago. He looked to be the third overall pick in the draft, and his agency basically said, no, we're not going to play for certain teams. We're going to do this our way. We're going to try to manipulate this draft process, which we've seen it, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, to try to get to certain teams that they feel as though Ace would fit better. Interestingly, Washington, the Wizards, and the Pelicans were two of the teams that he mentioned, and they picked back-to-back here. So your thoughts on if they would go with Ace Bailey and how he would fit? Because the comparison by a lot of NBA people have been Brandon Ingram to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Ace Bailey is really the mystery man of this draft. Because
I agree.
We don't know if he's agreed to go to other teams. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes there. Obviously, he is a really talented player. He's somebody that I think could really help the Pelicans with their shooting struggles. You know, last season, it's no surprise with all of the injuries that the Pelicans were in the bottom five in three-point attempts and makes last season. So Ace Bailey's somebody that could come in. But I will say, I don't think that Joe Dumars is really playing the, you know, ego game here. Coming in, like, he's ready to have some accountability. And so if Ace Bailey and his team kind of have this sort of attitude, then I don't even know if Dumars wants to touch that.
Yeah, that's the other side of this, of how you feel about about how he's sort of manipulated that. And for some teams, they really don't care, Chrissy. I would be honest with you. Their deal is, I just want to get better. I just want the player. I'll deal with the attitude later. But, you know, 18-year-old guy and who's immensely gifted, and he sort of has maneuvered his way, I think, to a spot where he really wants to go. Thinking back to yesterday and the deal with C.J. McCollum, and, you know, and I know you covered him a lot and really have talked highly of C.J. and his leadership and what he does in the community and his skills on and off the court. Who becomes the leader of this team today with C.J. not in the lineup?
I think that's a really good question, and I think that you're going to have multiple guys that are going to step into that role, and they're going to use whatever their strength is to be the leader position there. I don't think it's going to be just one guy, but you've got some guys there that, you know, have a lot of heart to them. In Alvarado, like, he doesn't have to be a starter necessarily to be a leader on the team, and we all know that. So guys like DeJounte Murray, you know, who they're really coming back from this injury and learning a lot along the way, I mean, you're going to have a bunch of, I think, several different players, and they're all going to just step up. This team, healthy, is a deep playoff contending team. If they did not make one draft pick today, they still have a very solid team. And so any of their picks today, I think, are only going to help their chances next season, as long as they can stay healthy.
Yeah, Chrissy, you bring up Alvarado, and I remember close to the trade deadline, and people were, well, no team's going to give you up a first-round pick. They'll give you up a second, maybe a little bit more. My thing is, what? Man, you can keep your second-round pick. Alvarado's much more valuable to me than any maybe that I might get in the second round. So I agree with you. I think he does become more of the leader on this team, and it doesn't necessarily have to be as a starter.
Yeah, Alvarado's kind of the heart and soul of Pelicans fans in a lot of ways. You know, he's stepped up to the plate when the team needed him. So, yeah, there's no way that I would risk a maybe for what we know for sure we're going to get with Alvarado.
You watched last year in Mise how he grew as a player, and he didn't have a lot of experience. But I remember this was before the season even started. Jen Hale was on with us, and Jen brought up the comment, Mike, he's going to be a lot more refined than a lot of people might think. And where there's still rough spots in his game, that he is a lot better than people are giving him credit for. Having watched him year one, your thoughts on Eve Mise?
I feel like this next season is going to be really phenomenal for him. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. He's got a very coachable attitude. And when you got somebody that has the skill set that he has and already has the talent, when you put that coachable attitude together, I mean, really, sky's the limit. And I think he was just a great pick for us last year. And I think with all of the injuries that did happen, he didn't even get to really showcase what he could have done with a true point guard out there, you know, if he would have just had that whole team out there the way that it can be when they are healthy. So I think next year is going to be really exciting. I'm not too worried about the center position. We just need a little bit of depth there, but he's going to bring a lot to the table next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are seeing Joe Dumars put his stamp on this Pelicans team. And I think this will continue. It just won't be tonight and tomorrow into round two. I think throughout the offseason, I think Joe has a vision of what he wants out on the court. And he's going to do what he has to do to get that in place. He knows because I think every executive feels as though, listen, I got to win now. Because somebody else may take my spot if I don't. I think you're going to see some decisions even more so than, say, tonight and tomorrow in the draft in what Joe Dumars believes can win for him in New Orleans.
I think so, too. And I think that he is bringing a level of I think the trade yesterday just proved what you just said, really. I mean, he is like, we've got to make some moves. We can't just sit around and hope for the best next year. Let's see how we can get better and put us in the best position possible. So, I mean, I'm very optimistic about how the season could go next year. I'm glad that they brought him in. And I'm interested to see if we can stay healthy, what can happen, how Willie Green can actually coach a full season of healthy players. Like, you know, that's going to give us a lot of indication as to what kind of coach he really is, I think, too.
Chrissy, I think with Willie Green, I think he's going to kind of be on the short leash. I think they want him to succeed, naturally. If you kept him, you want him to succeed. But if things don't go well early, it wouldn't surprise me. Joe Dumars, he's got no ties to Willie. He's not the one who brought him in. That they make a change, but I think they're going to try to surround him with the type of talent that he can win with. And it's not just kind of P.T. Barnum type stuff that I think was there in the past under the prior general manager.
Yeah, I think he is going to be on a short leash, and I'm sure that he's well aware and knows that going into this year, because if you do surround him with the right pieces and you're still not winning, then at some point somebody – it has to fall on somebody's shoulders, and yeah. He's going to be the guy. He's been there long enough at this point that if this season coming up with the moves that are being made, if we don't see the success, then, you know, unfortunately, I'm sure he'll be replaced.
Chrissy, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always love when you come on with us. Got great insights, and we'll talk soon after the draft and give us some insights on some of the players that the Pelicans were able to bring in.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Chrissy. Appreciate it. Chrissy Smith does a great job for Get in the Know on X and also their podcast. When we come back, David Grubb, you've heard it many times here on WWL, will come on and he'll give us his opinion on where the Pelicans should go in round one with the selections tonight right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.